Hey guys, coming up today on Sports Spectrum, a great conversation with Gabe McLaughlin. He is with Grand Canyon University. He's on their basketball team. Last year averaged 13 points, a team high 7.6 rebounds, and that was the Grand Canyon University team that made it all the way to the NCAA tournament. Gabe was all WAC second team last year. He came from Southeast Missouri State and then transferred into GCU before the 2020 season, of course, that year being COVID. He was a state champion in high school back in Chandler, Arizona. He's got a great perspective on life, a great perspective on basketball, and he is one of the, if not the, spiritual leader with this basketball team at Grand Canyon University. How about bringing your Bible on the bench before every game and praying while you're waiting for the game to start, reading a Bible verse and doing a quick devotional? That's pretty cool. Gabe talks all about that, the experience at March Madness last year, praying on the team plane before they headed out to face Gonzaga last year. That's what Gabe was commissioned to do. There's so much good stuff in this conversation. I think you're going to love getting to know Gabe McLaughlin with Grand Canyon University. He might become your new favorite college basketball player. And it's coming up in just a moment here on Sports Spectrum. First, I want to remind you about our Sports Spectrum magazine. You can get our Sports Spectrum magazine right now at sportsspectrum.com. It's a quarterly magazine. We keep it affordable and it's faith-filled. It's family-friendly. It's perfect for kids. Great stories, articles, devotionals on the intersection of sports and faith, sports and Jesus. So consider subscribing to the Sports Spectrum magazine. You can do a one-year subscription right now over at sportsspectrum.com. And when you check out, when you order your subscription, make sure you put in the code podcast15, podcast15, and you can save 15% off a one-year subscription of Sports Spectrum's magazine. Again, the website, sportsspectrum.com. And we're also presented today by Athletes in Action, our partners, our friends. They are a great sports ministry, and they're impacting athletes in college campuses, professional locker rooms, and athletes all across the globe, and they're coming to know Jesus. These influential athletes, like our guest today, Gabe McLaughlin, they're coming to know Christ. But here's the thing. Once we come to know Christ, we need a Bible, and that's what Athletes in Action is asking for. They need Bibles. So for only $22 a month, you can provide three athletes with Bibles each and every month. When you sign up to provide these three Bibles, it's a monthly gift, $22, super easy. You're also going to get a free gift, our Sports Spectrum Increase 52-week devotional. Here's how you do it. Simply text the word sports to 71326 to help provide Bibles to athletes today. Text the word sports to 71326, or you can visit the website athletesinaction.org/give/sportsspectrum. athletesinaction.org/give/sportsspectrum. Message and data rates may apply. Available to U.S. addresses only. Athletes in Action. Is Gabe McLaughlin. He is with Grand Canyon University playing some hoops over there. It's good to have Gabe join us today on Sports Spectrum. What's up, my friend? How are you?
What's up? I'm good. How are you, Jason?
I'm doing well, doing well. The season's underway, which is great. We're excited. College basketball is back. Going to be fun to watch Grand Canyon this year. But I want to start with where we probably should always start, and that is with Jesus. Tell me about Jesus in the life of Gabe McLaughlin.
Ooh, that's a great question. Jesus in the life of Gabe McLaughlin. I'd say that, you know, took the sheep that, you know, ran away from the herd and took a sheep that was undeserving, all this stuff, and really brought him home. And just feeling grateful for it, you know, blessed. You see the love that GCU has from its fans, the atmosphere. And I mean, you look at that and just look like, how could, you know, all this come? My plan was, you know, to play D1 basketball, but I never thought it'd be this big of a blessing. And God poured into that. So it's a beautiful thing.
I love that. You posted a picture of your baptism on Instagram and you said, quote, "It's the best accomplishment I will ever have, enough said." Tell me about that day and kind of leading up to that day. why it was important for you to say it was the best accomplishment that you'll ever have.
Yes, because it's everything. I had torn my meniscus that year and went through a real identity crisis. Didn't know who was Gabe McLaughlin outside of basketball. I've been playing that since I was very young, and now I have a year where it's nothing. It's been taken away from me, and so just following that faith and really, baptismal Sunday was the first time I really went to church, and I was like, yeah, I need this. Learn more about it, and I say greatest accomplishment, you could ever make and I have ever made, because you're talking about eternity here, and giving up control of your own life. You think you have everything figured out, but in reality, God has the best plan for you. And you just walk in it and blind faith, give him control, and it's been the best accomplishment, and it's still giving. That's the coolest part. That accomplishment that I made that day, I thought it was great then, but now you just keep living and God works through that, and it's a continuous gift. And it's like, wow, how could God be so good through the ups, the hills, and the valleys?
GCU in many ways is so much like this show and this ministry that we're a part of with Sports Spectrum. It's intentional about keeping Christ in the conversation in everything that we do. How has being at GCU helped you grow as a believer in Christ?
It's been incredible. I mean, you have fans that believe as well. And so it's cool. They say the five people that surround you are the people who make you, right? You hear that all the time. And even though I don't have I have a close group of people here, but it's like I have a whole community surrounding me at GCU. And that goes from the staff, the coaching staff that's here, the administration, and just overall the fans. I bring my Bible out onto the bench, got to bring your sword to battle. And just having people back that show support when you maybe doubt, is this gonna rub anyone the wrong way, right? You have moments of doubt, you get instantly backed, and they help build your confidence, build you as a man, and grow you as a Christian.
Yeah, you mentioned bringing the Bible on the bench. So there's a picture of you, I think it's on the GCU men's hoops page, holding that Bible on the bench. I had to look for a second. I'm like, what is he holding? He's on the bench. Oh, duh, that's a Bible. I loved it. And I think that picture is actually in the game before Gonzaga. It's at the NCAA tournament. Take me through that. How important that's been, I don't know, just getting God's word out. Sharing, I mean, even on a moment like that, I think at a home game at GCU, sure, obviously you guys are, a faith-based, college, university, and that's part of who you are, but you did it at the tournament, at least from I saw with that picture. What are you doing? Like, are you holding it just because it was a reminder, like you said, the sword, or are you actually reading it while you're getting ready to get on the court and play?
Reading it. So I do devotions, of course, daily devotions, but I also do devotions for a game. And it started with actually one of my teammates. His name was Jaden Stone. Used to play here a couple years back, and we just had the thing like, let's take we'd read it read a verse together, and then let's take it out to the game. So we have that constant reminder, adversity strikes, we know where exactly to go. Coach would take us out, yell at us or whatever. We'd know where we could find our foundation, where our rock. And so it was initially for just us, our relationship with God. And then I've had great stories come from it as well. People would see that and be like, wow, like I love how you take the Bible out of the bench. And that's been like a side, benefit from it, not the main purpose of it, but it's been a definitely a benefit from it. And so before the games, I read a verse, and usually before the game, I open it up to a teammate next to me, and I read it to them. I'm like, we got this, give whatever that verse says, it's just like God's with us. And then pray, and then we just go out, and it's kind of been very cool. It's been for me and my faith personally, just having my confidence and foundation right there that I can go back to. But it's actually been super cool to see how it's impacting the others around me.
Gabe, I got to tell you, if more believers in all aspects of basketball did something like that, first of all, people would say, "What the heck is going on?" But I think it would be incredible. I actually just talked to one of the team chaplains in the NBA who makes sure after every game they gather at the center court and pray. You see that in college, especially with Christian schools in college. I know Baylor's done it. I presume you guys do it too. But in the NBA, that's not done. In the NFL, it is at the 50-yard line, but in the NBA, it's not. And I asked him, I said, wouldn't that be amazing if someday that was just commonplace, where everybody gathered at center court and prayed at all levels of basketball, those who want to, obviously, and feel led to. But how amazing would it be if right before you saw an NBA team and right before they're going on to play, you see a guy reading a verse or praying with his team or having his Bible in his hand? I don't know, Gabe, maybe you can start a trend here. This would be amazing.
That would be great. I mean, I would absolutely love that, but that would be all God.
Of
I
course.
can't take credit for that,
Yeah.
but that would be wonderful. I mean, let's get that trend going. I mean, if you're a believer, let's take our Bibles out, from the locker room, from wherever, you do your devotions, and just carry that sword to you to battle. Let's get that going.
Absolutely. All right. So take me to last year. Last year, obviously, you don't want to live in the past. You got a season to play this year. But last year was pretty special when you get a chance to go to the big dance. What was that experience like going through that with your teammates and kind of seeing all the blessings that God kind of bestowed upon that team last year?
It was a beautiful thing. Our team went through ups and downs. We went into like just a lot of adversity, injury, all the things that can just go wrong kind of went wrong. We knew what we had in each other and our team and our love for each other, and it was just like, man, like, when is it gonna click? And then, in March, it just started rolling, and we had like a little team meeting, and it was, hey, like, God's with us. Let's keep this brotherhood together. And I think we went from the fifth seed and won the tournament, the conference tournament, and it was like, wow. The best part I will tell you about that is throughout it all, we had that peace, that peace that transcends all understanding.
Yeah.
And we had close games, 3-point games, where guys were just, we got this, God is with us. And that was the theme throughout the tournament. And then when we won, one of the coolest things that I have had, like, ever experienced is my reactions, or my teammates' reactions to that. It's like, they're believers, that they're getting into faith, they know who God is, but it's like, okay, where's God gonna, like, show up? I haven't really had that encounter yet.
Yeah.
And then seeing the look on some guy's face, like, wow, like, this wasn't me that did this, it was God. I remember looking, and I won't say his name, but looked in his eyes, and you could just see, like, wow, God really did this. And it was the coolest thing, seeing his testimony begin and God really show himself to
Yeah, it's using basketball in the craziest way of
him.
thinking to help somebody grow closer to Jesus. And sometimes it takes seeing, in some ways, a miracle. I mean, let's not overuse that word here, but you know what I mean. God taking this opportunity to reveal himself. That's awesome, man. That's so cool. I know right before you guys were headed to I think it was Denver, right? Is that where you were headed to for the conference or for the first round matchup? There was a video that was posted on social media. We actually did a story on sportspectrum.com. If people look up Grand Canyon, they'll see the story of you praying on the intercom on the plane. And I thought, that's pretty awesome to see. Was there ever a time that Gabe would never pray on an intercom for his team in public in front of people like that? I assume there was.
The heart I felt like would always be there. But it's just like nervousness, you got to take, and walk on faith. I mean, that's what faith is, right? You gotta, just take that step, and God will catch you. But it's like, sometimes you don't know yet, right? You haven't had that experience.
Yeah.
And there's been experiences in my life where, I walk into a moment, and you feel the Holy Spirit, that just that voice talk to you and be like, you should do this, you should say this, you should pray or whatever. And you kind of just let it pass, and then you have that little bit of regret. And so I've had experiences like that. And Coach Drew had asked me if I wanted to pray for the trip. So credit to Coach Drew. I mean,
Yeah.
he's the foundation of this program. That's the reason why. It's so faith-based and easy to grow and share your faith. But he asked me, and I was like, yeah, definitely, I want to do it. So prayed, and yeah, Sports Spectrum, you guys decided to share it, which is, thank you for that. It's a beautiful thing. So
Yeah, but it takes a, I don't want to say a confident person, because that's not right, but I believe God gives us confidence in our walk with Him. Not just confidence to be able to be the best basketball player you could be, but there's a moment where you realize, oh, I'm standing up in front of everybody here, on an intercom that probably there's, pilots and other people, I don't know, attendants, maybe they're Christians, maybe they're not, who are going to hear this. And that's a big moment. So I don't know. Does nerves ever kick in moments like that? I talk to people, including myself, when I've prayed in front of people or when I've even spoken or, shared a message or preached at my church, like those moments, you get nerves, kind of like you get nerves before a big game. Did you experience that a little bit? I would imagine so.
Yes, I mean, I've always grown up, I mean, from my little coach, when I was younger, he always kind of shared the thing of like it's better to be nervous and like scared, like know the difference. Nervousness means you care. And so
Yes.
just ride with that. And then growing up in my faith as well, it's been a key thing for me is like never be afraid of rejection, because rejection can do so many things. Either it's a yes, right? And people, they can ride with it.
Yeah.
If it's a no and they reject you, a seed has been planted and maybe God will water it later. And so with that, it's like just trust in God's plan for it. You do your part. If you feel like it's called upon you to, get up and speak or get up and pray, just go with it. Take God's will and just put your hope in Him and see if He waters it later or if He waters it now. It's like maybe like evangelism, right?
Yeah.
If you get someone to believe, you may never see like them actually accept Christ in your lifetime, but imagine all the people you've impacted that you'll see in heaven one day. That's something that I get super excited about. There may be somebody that I didn't think would ever,
Yeah.
accepted the Lord. I never saw it, but then all of a sudden up in heaven one day, I get to see them there, and that'll be the best feeling.
Oh, I can't wait for that too. Because there's moments where we get frustrated, I think, as Christians, just in general. Sometimes I'm like, oh man, I'm trying to live out my faith, and I see, I don't see a lot of fruit from that. I don't see that person, who's just given their life to Jesus and this and that. And sometimes you see that, but I think there's a lot of seeds that, we'll plant in our lives, Gabe, and you're much younger than me, obviously, but I think the seeds that you plant someday we'll see the harvest for many of those seeds, because God's the one that takes care of, what is it? Some plant, some water, but God takes care of the increase. And I think it'll be fun to watch and see what that looks like, many years from now. Transfer that into the basketball court a little bit. So you talked about confidence, right? Being bold, being willing to take that shot to pray in front of your team, or to share a word, or to read a Bible scripture, or whatever it is. There's probably a lot of parallels, I would think, on the basketball court in terms of
Definitely.
being confident, but not, prideful, but involving your team, but not being afraid to take a shot, not being afraid to step out in faith in some ways. Talk about those parallels on the basketball court.
Yeah, I'd say the first parallel is, what the work you do behind closed doors, right? So,
Yeah.
in order to pray, in order to feel confident about your faith, God asks us to go to our secret place, and open up the word and study His word and digest it. Same thing, on the court, if I'm going to take a big shot at the end of a game, I got to be in the gym, I got to be working. And it gets the confidence of other people as well, my teammates. And then just like Jesus did, he's a servant leader. It's not my life. My life is here to serve others. And even if I take that shot and I miss it, I know my teammates will have my back, because I know they know that I will be there for them in any instant. I want to be their floor, not their ceiling, right? I want to lift them up. And I can only pray that if I were to go through a struggle, that they could return the favor. But honestly, I'm playing for God, God and what He's put my purpose with on this team, and that's for these guys. So just find confidence in God and find your identity. Who are you?
Yeah.
What's your purpose? Is it to win a basketball game? Like, yes, that's important to me, but the more important thing is, giving God the glory and shining His light.
What was the summer like for you? How did you grow closer to God this summer?
Oh, it was learning different leadership in a different way, being resilient in, the hard times. You get everybody else looks towards you now as a leader, and I've taken that hold a little bit more, but it could be very hard and it can weigh a lot. And I'd say the word is resilient, being resilient in why you play basketball. And I think that's been a common question that's been coming to me. It's like, am I playing just, for myself, or am I playing for other people? And one, the gas tank can run out really quick. The other, the gas tank can constantly be refueled. And so just being resilient, and not giving up and just trust, there's a lot of people who could put a basketball on and the orange ring, right? But there's not many that can, pour into guys, and help them grow up as men. And so that's where I want to be that brother to grow up with them.
Did you guys take any trips or anything this summer as a team together? Any bonding? What was that like?
Yes, we went to the Bahamas. It was a lot of fun. I mean, you get to learn a lot about different guys. I mean, this team is special. You got guys that from all different backgrounds, but they all mesh very well, and just many different opportunities to bond and share the word. I mean, some of the guys we were on the Bahamas, in the Bahamas, right? So we were on the beach reading the Bible, doing Bible studies. Even now we have Bible studies in the morning, and so it's just cool seeing that. And then you see guys open their hearts, but just having the opportunity is a blessing. And the summer's been great, just growing that, bond where we can trust each other now in the season.
How many times have you watched Bryce Drew's game-winning shot?
Quite a bit. I mean,
Have you?
yeah, quite a bit. Against Ole Miss, I mean, it's a beautiful thing. I mean, you dream of it as a kid, right? Hitting that shot, to advance in the tournament. I mean, you think about it all the time.
So
So,
he doesn't show that to
playing
you, though,
under.
does he, Gabe? Like, is he showing that before the game against Gonzaga, or is, because he seemed like when we had him on this show a couple years back, he seemed pretty humble, where he's like, I'm asked about it a lot, but, I'm not going to just put it out there. Obviously, if people want to ask me, that's fine. But he is your coach, so I figured that shot's got to be brought. I mean, if you ever want to give a team hope, he was on a team that had all sorts of hope when Valpo.
He, like you said, he's one of the most humble guys that I've ever met. I mean, having the accolades that he has, the resume that he has, and he never brings it up. And it's the coolest thing because it shows a different type of confidence, right? And shows where his identity's at. It's not in the world, it's, in him. And it's been very cool. I don't think he's ever showed it to us, if we're being honest. I've been here for 4 years, under him for 4 years, and I don't think I've seen him show me the shot ever. It's really cool, knowing that he has all that, but he's like, that's not what's important.
No, that's good.
But yeah.
That's good. Well, let me ask you this, Gabe. Nobody knows fully where God will direct our steps to. Hopefully, you're back in the tournament again in March of 24, and we're watching you guys on the big stage again. But nobody knows. We just ask, and then we trust him. But for you, have you thought about kind of post-college and where you think God might be steering you towards?
It's something I think about pretty often that I have to remind myself, to just keep putting it on God's plate. Because I've been in college for a while, I'll be honest. And, college has been kind of where my focal point's been. And so got my engineering degree. I'm in Master's of Divinity right now, and then basketball. And it's like I could go so many different routes with that, but I have no clue what next year looks like. Of course, I still want to be playing basketball. Like that's a dream of mine. But what I say is, I'm so trusting of what God's done with my story already, and just even if it goes good, even if it goes bad, I'll rock with my man Jesus Christ, till the end of time. And so wherever he places my feet, I'll follow it.
Would Pastor Gabe be a potential down the road? Is that something you're at least open to?
I am open to it. It was funny. Easter is when it really clicked for me, and that's when I decided to join MDiv in seminary here at GCU. It was like I was sitting there and I was like, you know what, God, like if you want me to be a pastor, I will. I'll walk in it. And I was like, okay, that's where I'll get my degree in MDiv. And if you ever want me to pull those tools out, I'll be ready. But even if not, even if it's basketball, right? Maybe I have one teammate. I know how to minister to them, properly. And so even if it's for one person or if it's for a church, a body of Christ, I'll do it.
I love that. I love the openness. And I think, you know what? Listen, basketball, we used to tell, when I was at ESPN, we used to tell a lot of the former players, or current players, I should say, who played professionally, when they would come and audition at ESPN and I would get to hang out with them a little bit, I'd tell them, play as long as you can because you'll never get to play again. And then when that's done and that door shuts, then, you're preparing yourself for when it's done, but at least play as long as you can. So I'm sure people will tell you this too, Gabe, but play as long as you can. Keep that door open, because what a great ministry field. Like, what a great platform to continue to point people to Christ on the basketball court. And if God shuts that door, then who knows? You'll be fine, because you're trusting in the Lord's direction. But play as long as you can, Gabe. That's hopefully, you know, in the plan, in the cards here.
Yes, I appreciate that. Thank you for the advice.
Absolutely.
I would definitely will.
Yeah. Well, listen, thank you for joining us. We're excited to continue watching you this year. And like I said, hopefully we'll be seeing you shine on the big stage again in March. But either way, we're appreciative of your story and continued success, my friend. All the best to you.
Thank you. Thank you. And all the best to you too, Jason. Really love what you guys are doing. It shines light everywhere. So thank you for that.
And many thanks to Gabe McLaughlin from Grand Canyon University for being our guest today on Sports Spectrum. He might become your new favorite college basketball player. How great was Gabe? Like, how much of a leader is he to be able to see how he can help his team grow in their faith in Jesus and obviously helping their team on the court as well? I'm excited. College basketball is back. This is great. Get to talk to a guy like Gabe is just a treat. And we'll see where Grand Canyon lands come March, but I know they would love to see a repeat opportunity back to the big dance in March. But either way, I loved learning about Gabe, his story, you know, praying on the bench and having his Bible on the bench, and certainly seeing where God might lead him in the future. Hopefully he'll be able to continue playing basketball, maybe professionally. If not, maybe he becomes a pastor someday. But really fun stuff talking to Gabe McLaughlin, and we'll wish him nothing but the best. And hopefully he can come back on and share a little bit more about what God's done in his life over the next year or two. But we appreciate him sharing his story here on Sports Spectrum, and certainly appreciate Grand Canyon University as well. They're awesome, what they're doing, keeping Jesus in everything that they do over at that university is just so cool to watch. So shout out to Grand Canyon University, GCU, as well. We thank you for tuning in to Sports Spectrum today. We appreciate you guys and all your support with our ministry. You can find us at our website, sportspectrum.com. All of our content can be found there. We talked about the magazine at the top that you can subscribe to, but you're going to get a bunch of free resources, great stories and articles, devotionals Monday through Friday. You can even listen to all of our podcasts for free at sportspectrum.com. Thanks again for tuning in. We love you guys. We hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you next time right here on Sports Spectrum.